And we're here for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with a break in the middle for the news that you just heard. We're going to start the second hour now. Now we've got quite a few good things lined up for you. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. And we'll start off with Phil, the group headed up by Phil Urso and Bob Burgess, on a Jazz Tone LP entitled Jazz West Coast. Features Phil on tenor sax, Bob Burgess on trombone, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, and Peter Littman on drums. The tune was written by Johnny Mercer and Richard Whiting, and it's called Too Marvelous for Words. The was Too Marvelous for Words, featuring Phil Urso on tenor sax, Bob Burgess on trombone, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, and Peter Littman on drums. It's from a Jazz Tone LP released in 1957 entitled Jazz West Coast.
In this second hour, we're going to continue to highlight the tenor sax artistry of Ike Quebec, who cut several albums on the Blue Note label in the late 50s and early 60s. And this next CD is really a compilation of various tracks that Ike Quebec cut on several different albums. And this particular track is called Flavella. And it's from a Blue Note compilation called The Art of Ike Quebec. This was cut in October of 1962. It's a pianoless group. Besides Ike on tenor sax, we've got the wonderful Kenny Burrell on guitar, who you heard earlier in the first hour of the show on that Frank West album that Al played. Wendell Marshall on bass, and Willie Bobo on drums. And this is a little Latin thing called Flavella. Mm-hmm. the board fade on a Blue Note track that our featured artist, Ike Quebec, the great tenor man, did in 1962. It's a little Latin thing called Flavella with Kenny Burrell on guitar.
Well, next we'll hear from the Art Farmer Benny Golson Sextet. It's from an LP entitled Big City Sounds. It's got Art on trumpet, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Tom McIntosh on trombone, Cedar Walton on piano, Tommy Williams on bass, and Albert Heath on drums. It's a Sammy Kahn tune entitled Wonder Why. Thank you. That was the Art Farmer Benny Golson Sextet with a Sammy Kahn tune entitled Wonder Why. Featured Art on trumpet, Benny on tenor sax, Tom McIntosh on trombone, Cedar Walton on piano, Tommy Williams on bass, and Albert Heath on drums. It's from an LP on the Argo label entitled Big City Sounds, released in 1960.
And we turn now to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, tenor sax man Ike Beck. This is the title track from his Blue Note album. It was cut in December of 61. It might as well be spring. Of course, it was a great composition by Rodgers and Hammerstein. I think that was from Oklahoma, the great musical of the early 40s. And we've got Ike backed up by Freddie Roach again here on organ, the Judge Milt Hinton on bass, and Al Harewood on drums. It might as well be spring. Thank you. beautiful ballad rendition by our spotlight artist of the week, Art Quebec, on tenor sax, the title track from his Blue Note album, It Might As Well Be Spring. Of course, a great classic composition by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. And Ike was backed up there by Freddie Roach on organ, Bill Hinton on bass, and Al Harewood on drums.
Well, next we'll hear from a group headed up by Jimmy Forrest from a title, an LP entitled Out of the Forest. Jimmy's another Basie alum. They seem to crop up everywhere. Here he is on tenor sax, accompanied by Joe Zawinul on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, and Clarence Johnston on drums. And it's a tune Jimmy wrote entitled Crash Program. Crash program. They were moving fast, but they didn't crash. There was Jimmy Forrest on tenor sax, Joe Zawinul on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, Clarence Johnston on drums. From an LP entitled Out of the Forest on the Prestige label, released in 1961.
Well, we're going to return now to our highlight artist, tenor sax man Ike Quebec, from his Blue Note album, Easy Living, that was cut in the Van Gelder Studios in January of 1962. And this is a little larger ensemble. Besides Ike on tenor sax, he brings in his soulmate on tenor sax, Stanley Turrentine, Benny Green, one of my favorite trombone players, Sonny Clark on piano, the judge Milt Hinton is back on bass, as is the leader of the Jazz Messengers, Art Blakey, on drums. This little thing put together by the trombone man Benny Green called Congo Lament.
Thank you.
track you heard was Congo Lament. It was written by the trombone player on that particular track, Benny Green. And that was from I Quebec's Blue Note album, Easy Living. It included I Quebec and Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax doing all the heavy lifting.
Well, next we'll hear from Jimmy McGriff on organ from a LP entitled A Bag Full of Soul on the Solid State label. It's got Jimmy on organ, Thornell Schwartz on guitar, and Willie Jenkins on drums. It's an Edward Liskew, Johnny Green tune entitled I Cover the Waterfront. Oh, That was I Cover the Waterfront, featuring Jimmy McGriff on organ, Thornell Schwartz on guitar, Willie Jenkins on drums, from an LP entitled A Bag Full of Soul on the Solid State label, released in 1966.
Boy, the windows in the studio are all steamed up after that one. We're really cooking on that one, Al, I tell you. Well, we're going to slow things way down and do a ballad by our highlight artist, Ike Quebec, from his Blue Note album, Heavy Soul, backed up by Freddie Roach on organ, Mill Hinton, the Judge on bass, Al Harewood on drums, Nature Boy. That was our highlight artist, Ike Quebec on tenor sax, doing Nature Boy.
Well, next we have a group headed up by Jimmy Rushing. A little background on this selection. Back in the late 50s, Jimmy Rushing and Dave Brubeck were on tour in Europe, not together, but at the same time. And the subject came up of doing an album together, and when they got back to the States, they did it. Brubeck was a little apprehensive about it because he didn't think the styles matched that well, but Jimmy said, "Don't worry about it. I've been listening to you guys for years. It'll work out fine." So they did the album, and afterwards, Brubeck said everybody seemed to swing harder when Jimmy was singing. And when I read that, a little light went on in the back of my head, and I thought of other vocalists that would fit that category. Immediately, Ray Charles came to mind, and then Joe Turner, and then other vocalists like Sarah Vaughan, and many came to mind after thinking about it. So let's listen to the effect that Jimmy has on the accompanists here. We're going to hear Jimmy started off on vocal. Pete Johnson will be working through the whole tune. The first soloist will be Rudy Paul on alto sax, followed by Emmett Berry on trumpet with a mute, and then followed by Buddy Tate on tenor sax, and Lawrence Brown then on trombone. And they'll be backed by the classic bassy rhythm section, Freddie Green on guitar, Walter Page on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. They're going to do a Mitchell Parrish, Harry White tune entitled Evening.
I don't care if I don't awake up since my gal is gone.